refuse a digital ID. A digital ID is very terrible things, you know. That is the ruling motto of the Chinese Communist Party. Because the ID system is very bad, you know. They will monitor every behavior, every speak you made. Do you understand? Huawei, Zhongxin, Datao, they all military company. Their boss is soldier.
People's Liberation.
Yes, in China today, we have the army of the international space, internet space. They have the army. They have army to managing the internet. They have the internet army, you know.
You have a social credit system in China.
Yes.
That's what they use. Like they're trying to do in the UK, the digital ID. What do you think about that as advice to people in the UK from China? The digital ID,
that's very terrible, you know. In China, digital ID is already used for 20 years, since 20 years. You know, every people have their fail in the database, in the Chinese Communist Party database. So they monitor every people, you know. If I make public speech, even in UK, even in Europe, even I writing some things, I say, I against the Chinese Communist Party. Chinese Communist Party will send undercover policeman, agents to harass me, to threaten me, to poison me, even in UK. Before I live in United States, they send people come to United States, Los Angeles, to poison me. Unimaginable, you know, can you imagine that in UK, in United States, in Europe, there is a Chinese policeman station. They have the policeman station in London.
So
do you understand that?
So is that their like main tool of oppression at the moment, the digital ID system?
Because the ID system is very bad, you know. They will monitor every behavior, every speak you made.
Oh, that's the perfect.
And they will, yeah, they will automatically attract the keywords you dial. And they will send these keywords to the policeman. And they will arrive. If you make some things they don't like, they will send the policeman directly to your home, take you to the detention center. That's happened every day in China, you know. In Beijing, in Shanghai, if you writing something on the website is not public speech, you know, it's impossible to make public speech in big city of China, you know. If you writing something on website that I'm against the Chinese Communist Party, 2 hours later, they will policeman will send to your homes, take you into the detention center. And after that, it's like you get guilty. You have to go to the jail for 5 years. 5 years. Can you understand? You excuse your freedom of the speech, but you get 5 years in prison sentence.
Is it true? I see on the internet, on X and everything, people who don't comply with the digital ID or they do too many bad things, they have no access to food and travel and end up homeless. Is that true?
I tell you that in China, they use a mobile phone ID. And in a global pandemic, you must to scan every you have the barcode. When you go to the train, you have to scan your barcode. When you go to the shopping, you must scan your barcode. When you go outside of your community, they have the gate. You have to scan your barcodes. If you are not, your barcode was locked. You are locked. Your house arrested. You cannot go outside of your community. You cannot go to the food, buy the food. You cannot buy the tickets for train. You cannot buy the tickets for bus. You was house arrested. That is Chinese Communist Party take control of the people. That is the control of the freedom of the movement. It's not only freedom of the speech or freedom of the publication. Most of the Chinese people, they are slave labor. They are slave labor. You know, can you imagine that? Those people today, those people suffering is related with your future. In the futures, Chinese Communist Party already destroyed your industry, destroyed your manufacturing capability, and they will take over your government. They will copy dictatorship and totalitarian regime. to your countries, put your children, your grandchildren into the concentration camp. Put your children and grandchildren become slave labor for Chinese Communist Party. Slave labor. Your children and your grandchildren.
Then what happens to them? So, like, are they homeless in China? Do they end up homeless, or do they pick them and take them to jail?
I tell you that in China, there is no homeless already.
Jesus.
Homeless in the 10 years before in Beijing, 2008. I know that I lived in Beijing before 2008. But 2008, you know, China had the Olympic game, right? Do you remember that 2012 is the London Olympic game?
Beijing, yeah.
2008 is Beijing Olympic game. You know, before Olympic game, all the homeless was arrested and secretly put in the detention center. And Chinese Communist Party feed them poison food, make them die. So, because they think those homeless on the street is damaging their image of the Chinese Communist Party. They don't want the international visitors. They don't want the athletes coming from other countries to see there is so many homeless living in the street, but they don't pay them food. Yeah, they put those homeless into detention center and they feed them poison food. They poison them and let them die. There is not China makes the homeless become rich. They never become rich. They go to hell.
What would you say
they
to people? Go to hell. So then, Trump, what would you say to people in the West who are now being told that we're going to have digital ID, it's for your convenience and safety? What would you tell people to the West? Do you think it's okay?
I tell that refuse a digital ID. A digital ID is very terrible things, you know. That is the ruling model of the Chinese Communist Party. Your government was persuaded or influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. They won't copy the totalitarian
Western governments collaborating with the Chinese communists.
Yes, some, you know, in the past 40 years, your politicians make a big mistake. But they have to collaborated with the Chinese Communist Party. Why? Because your supply chain is already dependent on the Chinese Communist Party. Your bus, your clothes, your jeans, your phone, your telecommunication infrastructure, equipment, the sensor is made in China as well.